Hey y'all, it's Captain Johnny Manero, Blackwater Revival Guide Service here in Georgetown, South Carolina, serving the areas surrounding Winyah Bay. Coming at you guys for the week of January the 9th. Last week was some great weather on the water, some very low wind days. The days I wasn't out really hurt my feelings not to be there. It was absolutely excellent conditions. Water temperatures hovering around the low 50s. Definitely some schooling opportunities for the fish. Not really in where I fished last week was not really sight fishing them. I was kind of finding fish in creek channels or on bends that were kind of a little bit deeper, but there was plentiful. There are a plentiful amount of redfish stacked up. Not much in the way of pickiness on baits. We were throwing a lot of different colors. Anything from just a white Z-Man minnow, potato salad minnow, trout tricks on a Texas eye jig. Just kind of playing around. We had some good days. We had a day where we did catch all three, trout, flounder, redfish, some trout of size, not big numbers of trout. I haven't caught a whole heck of a lot of trout in the past few weeks, but I know they're there, but also have not really been targeting them. Kind of heavy on the redfish thing right now, throwing flies at them. But a little bit of wind in the forecast this week, still some good days ahead of us. Doesn't look like there's any big weather systems pushing through, which is great for the fishing. We could use a little time without any rain in our fishery. Keep that water as salty as possible. Keep it clean as possible. Tactics I would try for trout, same kind of thing. Try to find some deeper holes. I don't do it much, but a good time of year to slip float with shrimp or a mud minnow. Deep. Once again, I don't do it much. I don't do much in the live bait thing. But I know guys that have a really effective fishing days for trout in deep holes on a slip float. Been curious. Been pretty into the Texas or the Ned rigs with the little salty Ned shrimp from Z-Man. It's a pretty good one. It's also, it's a good finesse bait, too. It's smaller. So those days when you got picky fish eating small baits, it's your opportunity to throw a small bait with a spinning rod and be able to get it somewhere. Fishing around schools of fish, if you can see them, don't try to attack the center of a school. Kind of work yourself around the school. Set yourself up for 5 or 6 shots at the fish where you're not putting heat on them right away. Good fishing in front of us. If there's anybody looking for a trip, my number is 803-374-2354. Once again, this is Captain Johnny Manero, Blackwater Revival Guide Service. Be safe out there. Have fun and learn something new. Appreciate y'all. Have a great week.